there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome in another beautiful night here. Unless you're sitting in Southern California traffic. I got all my curse words out, so this I won't be working blue, Dan. I can tell you that.
Right. It's good for everyone.
Yeah. Well, we might come close to the line a few times, but hey, it is what it is. That must mean everybody's being forced or has decided to go back to work and get out of their houses. That's all I can take from it.
I think people feel guilty, you know, where they're like, hey, it's a Tuesday. It's a short week. I've got to get everything in. So I'm going to, you know, burn the midnight oil at work on Tuesday, maybe stay a little past 5 o'clock, stay till 5:30, 6 o'clock, get that work done that they probably didn't get done yesterday.
You might have something to that. Hey, it's the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon here from the TireRack.com studios. Dan Beyer in for Jason Smith tonight. Right now, Smith is eating some sort of confection and waiting in line for a ride at Disneyland. So we'll keep apprised of his whereabouts and calorie consumption as the show goes on. Like I said, from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So, Dan, we are into the divisional week, all of the fun and excitement that will come down. Last night, Smith and I were on air watching in horror the Cowboys and Buccaneers getting after it. You know, the wishing, wanting, hoping for one more good game or good-ish game to end Super Wild Card Weekend, as I called it, Super Wild Card Weekend, that it just didn't happen. We didn't get it. Brady with the early interception, and those had over tickets are still cursing Mike Evans a day later for the drop late in that game. And of course, Brett Maher and all the running jokes about kicking that come on through. But it was an exciting six games, you know, Saturday, Sunday, and then ending with the Monday Night Football, which launches into a huge. They're up against the Cowboys. They hate the Cowboys. Look, they're going to have two fewer days than the 49ers off. Get over it. Somebody had to play on Monday night. Either that or go back and fight with the league about dollars and cents, give up some money, and you might be able to get that Monday night back away from the broadcast partner. Enough said there. Right? I mean, that's what it comes down to. It's like, this is what was agreed to. This is what the monies are. And everybody agrees, hey, a standalone game on Monday night is good for business. It ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, this is the tricky part, I think, is travel a little bit, don't you? With like the Cowboys having to go on the road and then end up going the other, you know, to the opposite coast. Don't you think that maybe that's an issue?
Yeah, just slightly though. I mean, in the end, you know, you're not gonna, it's not like you're setting up shop here for days on end, Dan.
True.
Right? I mean, you're flying in for a business trip. So yeah, it condenses things a little bit, but I don't know that it's that prohibitive. Right, it's not a hey Sunday. You got to come back and play on a Thursday. It is
true,
right?
True.
I mean, no, I mean not to be glib about it, but it is. It's the schedule is what it is, right? I mean, it's should we have it next Monday instead? I mean, in the end, the fact that it's divisional Saturday and divisional Sunday, you know, I'd like to have some semblance of a life that I can chase my kids around and not chain them to a chair to watch football all day. But that, I mean, that's the choice they made by being my kids. What can I say? They chose to come into this world. Obviously I kid, but it's the anger of it and all the thought pieces on it is like someone draws the short straw, I guess. And it just this year, it happens to be the Cowboys playing on Monday night. Why? Because they're a massive draw. Right. And when you sort it out, here's who's got the assignments and here's what makes for the most compelling game. The glory of the nationwide and global brand that is the Cowboys against the global brand that is Tom Brady.
They did it correctly by having the number one seeds play on Saturday. Right. Like, I feel like that is starting to be the status quo of everything. And yes. Sunday's schedule, Mike, is just you salivate over the whole thing. Like it is like Sunday is going to be amazing. But to your point, you said something of like, do you play it on Monday night? I don't know. You know, they felt it was good enough to have it in the wild card weekend. You know, are they saying that it's, you know, now we're into the next round that it's too important? I think you're right in the whole grand scheme of things that the Cowboys fans really don't have anything to gripe about. But they were putting the Monday night game, I think, because they are the Cowboys.
Sure.
And that sort of thing of going against Tom Brady, and now here's a situation where it works against them. I don't think that the extra day of the 49ers is that, you know, big of a deal, but there's also the lack of travel. It is a bit of the – you and I always talk about the fairness of the NFL and how they try to make everything so fair, and sometimes when you do that, you bend over backwards, and then you miss a couple of things, and then it's maybe completely one-sided. I don't know if it's that far with this, but I do think that there is an obvious advantage for San Francisco, and that's obviously what's got people up in arms about.
Yeah, I think the biggest part of it is the quick recovery. I mean, look, at this point, everybody's banged up. We stipulate to that. But you had a number of Cowboys players, especially on the defensive side, leave the game for various points. Right, Micah Parsons was back and still doing his video game-like spin moves at the end. So whatever was ailing him at halftime, he was just fine. But others had left, and I know on the defensive line, Armstrong had been down on the ground, and you had a little bit in the back defensive backfield. Obviously, we were on air, so trying to ascertain what was being given on the broadcast. We were doing our best through our team here in the studios and obviously social media to keep up. Didn't seem like there was anything too egregious. We got good news on Russell Gage. Right, took to social media to say, hey, I'm doing fine. I'll be better. Thanks for all the love and support and paraphrasing, of course, but that was a scary moment. And one of those, when we talk about fairness, safety, all those things, those concerns that come up, somehow that didn't draw a flag, Dan. Forearm shiver to the back of the neck/head area. It's the NFL, you know.
If it was Joey Bosa, you know, it would have been, you know, 30-yard penalty, right?
Well,
hey, soon, Dan.
Hey, he's going to have – how many pink envelopes is he going to have to give? Do they just supersize it once you get into multiple fines where you've got to give one of those game show checks like Drew Carey is going to hand it to you?
Maybe it's end of season. Maybe he gets away with it because it's not an actual, like, in-season. Now their season is actually over.
Ooh.
So it's not as – maybe there's a loophole that Joey Bosa, you know, knew about that we don't know about. But
I kind of dug how all the other former Buckeyes were coming out and being like, I think he likes Ohio State.
I know Michael Thomas was one of the guys there that maybe there's you can always find something.
Garrett Wilson, like there were other guys.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yep.
Like, hey, we then someone went and super sleuthed it and found out that that official was from Michigan. We also did find out that was it Rolstead that was on the call last night? He is now 9-0 against Cowboys opponents when officiating their games. How about that?
Wait a sec. Say that again.
The opponent that the Cowboys win every time the guy referees.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cowboys he is 9-0 against Cowboys opponents.
I thought it was odd when he ran out with that Tony Dorsett jersey.
That did.
We joke about this. We joke about the Bosa comments. It was a pretty good week of football that exceeded my expectations because I didn't think it was going to be garbage. And the only good game that I actually thought we were going to have was the one on Monday night that ended up not being the good game. And, I mean, Chargers, Jaguars, just the theater of it. Seahawks were leading at halftime.
Right.
Dolphins gave the Bills, you know, everything that they could. And then, you had what you had in Cincinnati. I mean, and Giants-Vikings was entertaining. And you were just waiting for maybe Kirk Cousins to do that. So, like, it was really five out of six. Like, even the Seahawks-Niners game, which was so one-sided in the second half, it was, like, perfect football by the 49ers. So you could just sit there and kind of amaze, you know, like in amazement in that way. Sometimes when Tiger Woods is running away with a golf tournament, you just sit there and watch it because it's just, you know, pretty to watch. And as a Seahawks fan, you're feeling helpless. But, you know, five out of six for a weekend that I thought was going to be dogs, you know, just, you know, bad games, maybe one or two good games. Maybe Jacksonville and the Chargers would be somewhat entertaining. Yeah, I think that the NFL came out pretty good this past
week. Oh, no, they're feeling really chesty about how things went down. The Baltimore-Cincinnati game still, I scratched my head quite a bit on some of the decisions. I thought it was curious that they went out of their way to take down Huntley and say, no, he screwed that up. That was not – that was not – hey, he was trying to make a play and you know, it got knocked away. No. He was supposed to go low. He screwed that up. That was a perfect call. We had the perfect setup, and he screwed it up. But the first five games all went over the Vegas totals. And then last night's was under by, 0.5, Dan.
Oh, so close. And wasn't it the year of the under?
Yeah, it was. It was. So I was curious. I think the algorithms and all the metrics finally pushed it down enough to where we came out the other side. You know, I'm curious, your Seattle, San Francisco, I know you were on Red Zone Radio Sunday afternoon, but at halftime, and even as the game got towards the end, they go, boy, that DK Metcalf, he's really good when he just wants to play football.
Yeah, yeah, and that was a Saturday game, Mike, so I didn't have to worry about the show and watch it.
Right, no, but I mean, you would have already broken it down, I guess, was my point on Red Zone on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday, but because the Vikings were Vikinging, as we like to say, and Daniel Jones was becoming a superstar before our eyes, we focused a lot on that, but it was, like, even the first half, like, the first half of the game, and this is what the NFL wants. Mike, I didn't like seven seeds getting in. I'm still not sure that I'm a fan of it, but at least when you see what the Dolphins were able to put together, maybe the NFL can you know, hang their hat on that or do what the Seahawks did in the first half. I still don't think that they're strong arguments to have the seven seed, except to add excitement at the end of the season. And if you have to pay for that debt in the super wild card round, then so be it. But we didn't have to pay for it in the super wild card round, because again, the Seahawks are up 17-16. And yeah, to your point, you know, when DK Metcalf is on his game and focused on football, yeah, he could be quite a beast. It's too bad he can't play defense and tackle anybody.
No, that's it. I was waiting for him to go Iron Man in the secondary after a while, particularly on the jailbreak opportunities that San Francisco had in that second half. Just amazing stuff. With Dan Beyer, I'm Mike Harmon. This is the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio. Last one with the Miami-Buffalo game, as you alluded to, 34-31, your final. Skylar Thompson, I don't think the numbers did him any favors in the first half because everybody went box score reading. Think about if a couple of those balls are caught. It is suddenly an entirely different line there. Frostburg's all excited. He wanted to get a little Ace Ventura going and have Dan Marino show up into the mix as well. So, a fun weekend. I'll take the penalty if a seven seed goes out and gets waxed in the first round, right, in that super wild card weekend. That's fine. If it means that for the final 4 weeks you have a handful of teams not going towards the how do we get more closer to the top of the draft and actually play for that seven seed and have to make that decision, I'm all good with it.
It is. It's a price you have to pay. Like, no such thing as a free lunch, you know, the old saying goes, and I think that's exactly what you have with the National Football League. There was excitement at the end. Look at Week 18. I mean, you had the Steelers and Patriots and Dolphins all vying for that spot to get into the postseason. Look at what we had on Sunday Night Football, Packers and Lions and Seahawks. If there is no seventh seed, then there is no drama for those games. You know, like there is.
That's right. There is I need chaos down the stretch.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. So it was an easy debt to pay. And the good thing is that they forgave our debt by giving us at least pretty decent 2-7 matchups this past weekend.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
What is it with all these rematches, by the way?
No, that's just it. It's really worked out very strangely this year, hasn't it?
Yes, yes.
And the fact that we still have three NFC East teams alive. All these years, we've mocked them for their mediocrity, and, well, here they are.
Cowboys and Niners didn't play this year. And obviously, you know what happened with Bills and Bengals. But you've got the Jaguars and Chiefs, and obviously, as you mentioned, the NFC East with the Eagles and Giants, and the third time they've met. Although week 18, caught myself. Probably not the real test, considering what was at stake. 100%. But still, I still think we're going to get a good game in that one.
All right, current lines: Kansas City favored by 8 at home. Over/under sitting at a robust 53 for that one. Dan Byer. Giants, Philadelphia, Philly, 7.5-point home favorite, 48.5. Cincy, Buffalo, 48's the total. Buffalo, a 5-point favorite. And then Dallas, San Francisco. This is one you already saw a little bit of movement on this one. Opened at 4, down to 3.5. San Francisco, the home favorite. 46.5 is your total. And the curiosity, obviously, in that game all comes down to what can Micah Parsons and that defensive front do to slop it up, and make Brock Purdy look human.
He looked really good against Seattle. But again, Seattle doesn't have anything defensively to stop you or to even show any resistance whatsoever.
What's funny, though, Dan, is he'd been so efficient in his first starts. The first half, he was, quote, shaky.
Yeah.
By a lot of people's estimation. Okay, so they're not dominating, and they haven't run away and hidden at this point. But it's not like he's throwing the ball directly in the arms of the opposition here.
The word moxie came to mind. That we know from.
That's a good old school term right there.
Yes. And I felt that callback to even Seinfeld. I felt that Brock Purdy showed a lot of moxie. There was more it factor that we hear so much about, I think, in this game because he had an opportunity. Now, a couple of times he actually put himself in harm's way, which against better teams, you're not going to be allowed to do. But I do think that the game on Saturday showed that there is maybe another gear for him. I don't know if it's another level, Mike. I'm not sure if we're to that point yet, but at least that there was another gear for Brock Purdy to perform. And for as much as I didn't want to jump on the bandwagon, and I'm not jumping on the bandwagon, you just have to give credit where credit was due. And he was just really, really good, you know, especially in that second half against Seattle on Saturday. And now the question is, can you carry it on and carry that momentum? And can Dallas do anything about it? And I just hearing the numbers that you said, I just really like San Francisco. They're so freaking good. And I feel like I was the one holding off on wanting to give them their flowers and wanted to wait and see more. And I just think now it comes to the point where if Purdy plays like that, I mean, it's darn near undeniable on how good they are.
Well, what's been funny, right, is the Brock Purdy love, as some would describe it, you know, and while talking about the system and personnel of San Francisco, folks that have fallen all over him were the same as they were winning that hated Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, still won. Maybe it wasn't as pretty, I guess, at the end of it. He also wasn't playing with Christian McCaffrey for a good chunk of his time this year, right? You give me that guy and he's healthy, and we'll talk fantasy top 10 for 2023, because I'm convinced. I'm buying back in. I'm rebuying my shares, even though they're at a higher price at this point on the McCaffrey bandwagon. But it's always been dismissed the quarterback there because of everything in the system. And now Brock Purdy is like, no, this guy is a whole different thing. Like, well, they've won.
I'm right there with you with McCaffrey. I agree. I don't think I gave him enough credit. the way that he is physical, I think that maybe we just weren't exposed to it a lot in Carolina because we just thought he's catching passes out of the backfield or running up the seams and they're hitting them and he's scoring touchdowns that way. But when he's needed to get tough yards, he's been very physical. He's also been very patient at times in trying to find holes. And instead of a 2 or 3 yard gain, it ends up 6, 7, 8, or 9 yards. That's what happened against Seattle. I am right there in lockstep with you. Let me ask you this about Brock Purdy. And I trust me, I know I'm going to regret it as soon as I say it, but I think that it is, it's a legitimate question. And it goes to the point that you started in the first part of the show podcast, foxsportsradio.com. The question is, if you were the San Francisco 49ers and someone offered you a first-round pick for Brock Purdy, would you accept that deal?
As of now, he's my starting quarterback next year and going forward at no money.
I know.
Right? Like, and this is something I argue with Smith a lot about, and anybody that in my sphere, right, the friends of kids on Madeline's soccer squad or people that I run into that want to talk football, they keep talking, what about Trey Lance? Look at what they gave up to get Trey Lance. Like, yeah, that's the past. Trey Lance has played 1 year of football, and I'm sorry for him, and I hope it works out somewhere. And maybe he's in San Francisco because they have the luxury of two quarterbacks that they don't have to pay anything to, really, on a grand scale for a couple more years. But the reality is you've found a guy that looks like the guy, and he costs you nothing. So I'm not giving him up for a pick. For what, another ticket? And if Trey Lance can't play, what's your backup? Jimmy Garoppolo again for as long as he's healthy? Because there's going to be other teams looking to kick the tires on him, right? With the number of teams in need of a quarterback.
I would say this, Mike. I think this isn't shocking. I think that the way that Brock Purdy has played, to your point, he would have to keep the job over Trey Lance if this continues. But if you're one of the other 31 teams that are looking for a quarterback, I think Trey Lance is more of the apple of your eye. Because I don't think that Purdy translates as well to the other teams as he does for the 49ers. Sure. I mean, this is match made in heaven sort of stuff. And maybe that's not giving Brock Purdy enough credit, but I just right now, he seems to do whatever the 49ers want him to do, and I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if you put Brock Purdy in a Jets uniform and all of a sudden the Jets are, you know, this juggernaut, to bring up Jason's team. Like, there's, I don't see that. I don't see that happening. I don't see, like, this change happening. So it's interesting because I don't think teams would give up a first-round pick for Brock Purdy, but to your point, if they did offer him, it's probably not enough for what San Francisco values him as to them.
Right. And that's to their squad.
Yes. That's to your point.
Yeah. It goes back to the, you know, fit the suit. I make, you know, those allusions to the fun and exciting world of the Brady Bunch.
Yep.
From all those years ago. Johnny Bravo fits the offense and gives you more athleticism than Garoppolo does. And we don't know what Trey Lance could be. And the only real long opportunity we got to see him was in that miserable weather conditions in Chicago.
Yeah.
Which isn't fair to anything.
No, this is like the Trey Lance pick is, it's on a bunch of different levels, Mike. And I don't think that we talk about those levels because John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have done such a good job in constructing this team. But the levels of Trey Lance taking over for Jimmy Garoppolo now are like, okay, to your point, you're paying him not a lot of money. You're paying him on a rookie deal, even though he was the third overall pick. You want him to get accustomed. And there are things that he can do that other quarterbacks can't do. But there's also the value of drafting Trey Lance where you did and when you did, that 8 years from now or 6 years from now, if he's your starting quarterback, which should be the plan if you're taking him third overall, then you're not going to have all these pieces there. Trent Williams is going to be out of the NFL, retired. George Kittle's not going to be playing anymore. You know, maybe Debo Samuel's lost a step. Christian McCaffrey has gone the way of the running back. Like, you have all these pieces there right now to make it work. And you're like, okay, do we go through these do we go through these growing pains with Trey Lance? And luckily now with Brock Purdy, you're really not having any growing pains. But Trey Lance is also there because of his skill set that you think that he can develop, that he can close the gap on some of your deficiencies, whether it be on the offensive line, whether it be in the running game because he can run, whether it be, you know, maybe not having a target out there like Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Like, that's like the long-term play of Trey Lance, is he's, you know, a multifaceted quarterback that can do a lot of different things. The problem right now is you have this Super Bowl contender, you know, and a team that no one would be shocked if the 49ers are lifting the Lombardi in three or 4 weeks.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's, you know, so there's just so many levels to this. Is Trey Lance wasn't just the guy to bring him over the top this year. Trey Lance was drafted also to be the guy, as I said, 6 or 7 years from now, when all these pieces aren't there, to still keep the 49ers competitive and as a playoff team and in that hunt for a Super Bowl.
Well, and to some degree, a developmental guy, right? Based on the fact that he hadn't played a lot of football, but, you know, not even before the injury, or I should say before he even got hurt this year. Like, still the plan was they're a good roster, and then they got aggressive. They bring in McCaffrey. You know, you and I are big fans of the Wilson part. I like Mostert as well. I think you did too.
Yeah.
So, like, I like the way those two guys operate, but McCaffrey, when healthy, we know what an elite level guy he is, and clearly George Kittle has become Purdy's best friend. Add Eli Mitchell back to the mix, Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, I've got a party and an offensive line that's going to make that thing work. Right, they're up there tall enough to spin the disco ball. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. I think I'd close it, you know, going back to the guy that's still there, right, supposedly practicing and may be available at some point in the playoffs, is Jimmy Garoppolo. And as well as he and Kyle Shanahan have had their relationship, we know the win-loss percentage, all of that stuff, you're not taking the foot off the gas, right? How many teammates have stepped forward to talk about Purdy and what he means to making this thing run?
Yeah, you're right.
So you're not changing that midstream, going, all right, we're playing well. Like, there's no short hook here. Like, he would have to get absolutely overrun and look like Zach Wilson.
Remember, gosh, was it when the Colts had Jacoby Brissett and they were offered, you know, a second round pick for him or whatever, and Chris Ballard's like, there's no way I'm trading Jacoby Brissett. Not going to happen. Then you look back at it and see, like, what actually, you know, developed there. You're like, all right, that probably should have been a deal you did. You know, like,
what do I keep saying, though, Dan? Ballard, you can build the rest of my team. Someone else is doing the quarterback. In Baltimore, I like the talented guys that they brought in. It hasn't worked out. So, you know, front office, you get to pick everything else. We're going to pick the wide receivers with somebody else that you hire for the staff.
You know, there's the lightning in the bottle aspect as well. And as just as I said, whether the Niners love Trey Lance and for the future, you know, there's no guarantee that Brock Purdy is closing those gaps if he's your guy, you know, 5 or 6 years down the line.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
And it's time to get the family together, the Fox family, and play the feud.
Yeah, baby!
The Fox family today made up of Mike Harmon, Justin Frostberg, Alex Tyson, and Kevin Wired.
Yo.
Top seven answers on the board. There is a pass available as well. Some may call it the tight shirt rule. We just call it the pass. If you don't know an answer, you can use the pass. That means we will reveal a correct answer, and we will move along in the game. But that means the pass is then no longer in use for anyone else in the game. Mike, it was my birthday on Monday.
Happy birthday, Dan.
It's your birthday.
Thank you very much.
Party like it's your birthday.
I heard from 25% of the Fox family on my birthday. So we'll not be naming any names on who I didn't hear
tie
from.
Shirt.
Shots fired.
Shots fired. Frostberg gets the maybe a 10%, so it's up to 35 for the belated one on Tuesday.
I always ask how Broadster's doing. Come on,
yes,
I get some points.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Top seven answers on the board. I've gone easy in my old age.
Seven people who didn't wish you happy birthday, right?
Show me
who is Tom Looney.
Let's go.
NFL teams that have won back-to-back Super Bowls. Simple as that. I know Harmon could probably do this by himself, but that's not how the game works. But Mike Harmon, you are up first.
Well, why don't we start off with the Packers?
Hey, why not? Show me Green Bay. Because they started off with back-to-back wins. Super Bowls 1 and 2. The Green Bay Packers are off the board. Over to Justin Frostberg.
Hey, Dan. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Show me the Dallas Cowboys. Super Bowls 27 and 28, both over the Buffalo Bills, put the Cowboys on the list. Over to the Big A, Alex Tyshirt.
Dan, we all know I bleed yellow and black. That's not true, but it's the only team I actually have a jersey for. Give me Pittsburgh, Dan.
Well, without those birthday wishes, you may have a black heart.
Oh, Dan.
Steelers.
Black and yellow.
Twice in the Steelers' history, Super Bowls 9 and 10.
A lucky guess, Tyshirt.
Thank you.
Again, Super Bowls 13 and 14. Over to the news desk, Kevin Wyatt.
The Denver Broncos.
Yes. This one's for John. Show me the Broncos. There it is. My best Pat Bowlen impersonation. 4 for 4. Super Bowls 32 and 33 for the Denver Broncos.
Let's ride.
Back around to Mike Harmon.
Reminder, the feud brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
Steve Harvey just got paid.
And now, back to the feud. It was his birthday, too. I think he just turned, 66, 67? Good for him. Yeah. Happy birthday, yes. Steve Harvey. The 49ers.
San Francisco 49ers. Show me the Niners. Super Bowls 23 and 24. Me, Albert Pujols, and Joe Flacco sharing the same birthday if you want to bring it to sports.
Joe Flacco was once elite.
When you hear the musical musicians that I share a birthday with, you will be in big-time awe and envy.
Ooh.
5-for-5. 49ers get that win over the Bengals. Then completely dismantle the aforementioned Broncos in Super Bowl 24. Over to Justin Frostberg. Two more answers we're looking for. Teams that have won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Well, Dan, you do know I'm a huge fan of Ace Ventura.
Yes. Yes, I do.
I do love me some Marino.
Super Bowl 17.
Give me the Miami Dolphins.
Okay. Yeah, you know what was great about that was there's a Dan Marino reference who played in Super Bowl 19. And then the Super Bowls that the Dolphins ended up going back. By the way, show me the Dolphins.
You're damn right.
Yes, there they are, 7 and 8. Like, they were all Dolphin stuff, but they were never in the time that we were actually connecting to.
Early 70s, right?
Super Bowl 7 and 8, the perfect season in Super Bowl 7, then they won it again a year later. They actually went to 3 Super Bowls during that stretch, lost Super Bowl 6, so they could have had a three-peat. Trust me, I was going to do name top one answer on the board, teams that should have had back-to-back Super Bowls, but that was just too close to home.
It's intercepted! You know, if I'd had advance notice, I would have had it pulled.
Who is Marshawn Lynch?
Who also didn't wish me a happy birthday on Monday. All right, Big A, for the perfect game.
Oh, gosh.
NFL teams that have won back-to-back Super Bowls, and I've just been notified the pass is not in play.
Oh, thanks,
Dan. Oh, no.
The pass. Hey, I don't make the rules.
Should have just said happy birthday.
It's not the Panthers.
By the way, yeah. The year of 2022, I had multiple people say to me, well, who's they? You know, like when asking me about something, like when you're like, they don't want you to do that or they want you to do this. I had multiple people in 2022 be like, who's they? And I had to tell them, okay, this is who they is. People think you just make it up.
Am I on?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, gosh. Dan, I'm kind of short on teams here, but I have a hard time believing that somebody who's called the GOAT, Tom Brady, didn't win two, at least back-to-back. Doesn't he have like 7 or 6? I'm just going to go Patriots.
All right, Big A, for the perfect game, show me the New England Patriots. There it is.
Let's go!
It didn't happen as often as you thought. Only once did they actually go back-to-back.
Really?
Yes.
Gronkowski, right?
Super Bowls 38 and Super Bowl 39.
That is Tyshirt's name for him.
Gronkowski.
Yes, Gronkowski. And by the way, I know you didn't like my shtick. But I knew we were going to get a perfect game, so I had to vamp at least a little while.
No, I like the shtick. But so, we got to find out which other celebrities were part of your birthday.
Yes. So there's January 16th.
Yep.
Ronnie Millsap.
Oh, any day now.
How about Sade?
Nice. I heard Smooth Operator on the way in. I was thinking about Ravishing Rick Rude and how I need to work on my abs.
The late Aaliyah.
Ah, there you go. All right.
And a recent addition, because we didn't know who he was maybe a decade ago. Was it Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Oh, there you go. Yes. Yeah, a little Hamilton action.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what's funny is he actually appeared as a bellhop in an episode of The Sopranos long ago.
Did not know that.
And then in the sequel to Mary Poppins, he was the lamplighter.
Did not know that either.
It has nothing to do with the NHL, but since we like to light the lamp, I mean, I made it sports relevant there.
Since we can reference TikTok whenever we can on here, I saw TikTok Jerry Seinfeld on an episode of Benson.
Whoa.
Back in the day.
How about that?
That may be something that you'll have to go and find.
I had no idea.
I
really need
either.
To figure out a whole other world in TikTok then. Maybe spend more time down that rabbit hole.
Careful what you wish for, Mike.
Never can tell. You also do have horror director John Carpenter, who gave us so many classics, turned 75. There you go. Happy birthday again, Dan Byer.
Kate Moss, too.
Nicely done. Yeah, see, you start putting that in your TikTok. All right, coming up next, as Dan Byer and I continue here from the TireRack.com studios, we go into a Super Bowl hopeful and their quarterback.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.